Welcome back to Minute for the Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Randy of Madison?
Good morning. I want to make a point about the Republican Party using a religious analogy. So please don't get bogged down in the religious part. It's just a model. But in Islam, they have this rather curious tenet, and I believe it's called Takriya. I've never heard it pronounced. That's my best guess of its pronunciation. And it essentially says, oversimplifying, that it's okay to lie and otherwise deceive if it protects the religion. And it is often even praiseworthy if you're using it against the infidels. By inference, the Republican Party seems to have its own form of takira that says lie as much as you need to. Lie with whatever supports a party, including your hearings as a Supreme Court judge, because the oath you take doesn't matter. The results are all that matter. So I think that among the many other cult issues that the Republican Party has, the lying part is now pretty central.
Yeah, you know, that's a fascinating analogy. Let me build on something, Randy, that you just said. It did puzzle me. You know, there's some people lie. I mean, you can say that all politicians at some point or other stretch the truth. And Adlai Stevenson, who was our presidential nominee in 1952 and 1956, and then he was made, when the Democrats got back in with Kennedy and then Lyndon Johnson, was made ambassador to the United Nations. And he once said, quote, an ambassador is sent to lie for his country, because ambassadors say whatever they're told to say. But this goes farther, and you very accurately pointed out something about the line of the Republicans, and that is this. I was astonished that some of their lying is so obviously refutable. I mean, it's not even plausible. You know, Trump would get up and say, we won by a landslide, and it was stolen from us. Well, Biden won by 7 million popular votes, and he won by over 60 electoral votes. If there was a landslide, it was Biden. And what Trump is saying is that in a couple of the swing states, it was a smaller margin, but Trump got hosed. And a lot of people in the Republican Party said, if he'd run a normal campaign and been a normal guy, he could have gotten reelected. It's hard to beat an incumbent president. He himself screwed it up. But he says, we won by a landslide. And a lot of these guys are going around saying, he won by a landslide. And I was wondering, but I think you're right, that, you know, the big lie, you know, in Nazi Germany, I mean, the Nazis realized the bigger the lie and the more often you repeat it, people finally figure, well, it's such a, it would be such a big lie, they wouldn't have the guts to lie at that level. So, and they keep repeating it. I think you're right. Yeah, Randy, I appreciate you calling in. I'd call in more often. I'd very much like that. So in any event, you know, I mean, the other old adage is, how can you tell when a Republican candidate is lying? And the answer is, when his lips move. And I would never say that about Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger or all Republicans or all Democrats. But the truth of the matter is, in this particular case, that's exactly what's happening. Trump says the most enormous lies, and somehow this is countenance. And look, Kevin McCarthy denounced Trump on the floor of the House after January 6th. Moscow Mitch said he should be sent to prosecutors. And a few weeks later, they read the polls and they come sucking around him. These guys have no character. Going to Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Well, good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. You know, I think that this is the crime of the century. And in all honesty, they were aiding and abetting in attempted murder, because the way the people were going for Pence, they were claiming that they were going to murder him, hang
right.
Mike Pence. This is a significant crime, and there's a significant cover-up after the fact, and all of the senators and congressmen who continue to lie and cover up and commit fraud, they all need to be put behind bars. This is a huge criminal network, and you can see it with your own eyes. It's significant, and the sooner they get locked up, the better, and I'm so thankful for these hearings, and I hope they continue, because people forget. In addition to that, some people miss different things. I mean, I'm taking notes, and I go back and look at it, and there's so many things I missed the first time that I just cannot believe that this happened. And also, Hawley and, you know, the leaders, McCarthy, McConnell, to see their true reactions, and then to see them afterwards later and their behaviors to cover up this incident and aid and abet what happened there, they should all be kicked out. In addition to that, they should not be allowed on any of the committees that make significant decisions on our justice system, on our national and homeland security. These people need to be ousted, because we cannot have this type of behavior, this type of thinking, these type of frauds and liars running our country. It's unbelievable. And they're just keeping it up. And they are really bad from Wisconsin. And we need right. to kick them sons of guns out. So thank you, Matt, for taking my call, and you have a good day, a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you, Gene. Yeah, I want to pick up on what Gene just said. And, you know, leave it to Gene to identify an issue that I think we've all been tiptoeing around. But let me say that, let's say that somebody pulled up to a business, a couple of guys, and they had a portable gallows or noose on a trailer. And they go, they have weapons, and they go up to the receptionist and they say, is a fellow named Mike Pence, the vice president of marketing here, we're going to hang him. Hang Mike Pence. And she called the cops and they came. They would be charged with attempted murder. They would be charged with attempted murder. I mean, you know, so if that's the case, if they go after a little guy, why are they somehow being given a pass so far by Merrick Garland for going after a big guy? I mean, you know, let's use a little common sense here. Guy shows up at your house and you run away and hide in a bedroom, which is what Pence was essentially doing, and they suddenly get in and they're going at, where are you? We're going to kill you. They would be arrested for attempted murder. Attempted murder. It depends on the state, at least 25 years, maybe more, attempted murder. And you know what it is people are going, well, these guys were clowns, that gallows was a prop, they weren't really going to do it if they caught him. That's baloney. They came within 40 feet of Mike Pence. Some of the most chilling revelations in the hearing yesterday was that there was this radio traffic among law enforcement. We're hiding here. They're right outside the door. This is a non-secure area. We have very limited time to get to a corridor to get to a secure. There was a secure room in that Capitol for the vice president and the minority leader and the majority leader and so on. And they came close. And then when they were hustling them, you've seen the video before I have, they're hustling Pence, and I think his family was with him, down the stairs, and the mob is 40 feet away. Go to Lambeau Field. 10 yards is 30 feet. 13 or 14 yards, that's 40 feet. You know, they're on a run play, guys will go 13, 14 yards. That's how close they were to Mike Pence, to kill him. I want to pick up what Gene said. She put it very plainly. If they had come to your house or your business with a gallows or a noose or a garrote and said, we're going to kill him, where is he? And you're hiding somewhere, they'd arrest him for attempted murder. Why aren't they doing it now? That, to me, is easy. That should be done. When we break, the lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And I know this is when I belong. This is my home. This is where.